This is a message for members of Thrive and Financial for Lutherans. Thrive and Financial will match 50 cents on each dollar you donate to Lutheran Public Radio, up to $300. So if you donate $300 to Lutheran Public Radio, Thrivent will send us an additional check for $150. For more information, look for the Thrivent Giving Plus gift form under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Make your gift to us go further with Thrivent Giving Plus.
Time to play Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we play every Friday afternoon here. We play four soundbites. You listen, then you vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter them at issuesetc. But votes that come in over the phone get top priority. 1-877-623-6943. We have four sound bites this week for you to consider. And after you've heard them, I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Best vote this week will get the LPR bundle package. It now includes a new Issues Etc. bumper sticker. The bumper sticker fell out of the bundle package for a while because we ran out of them. We have a new supply of new Issues Etc. bumper stickers in the LPR bundle package, along with the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, and the Issues Etc. pin. Here's soundbite number one, Dr. Andrew Steinman on why is Jonah's historicity important?
It's important to maintain because of the gospel. Jesus talks about his resurrection and links it to Jonah. So for Christians, it's vitally important. If you're going to believe in Jesus' resurrection, you have to also then believe in what he says about Jonah being in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. You know, if you're a Christian, if you believe that a man rose from the dead, then really any other miracle in the Bible is almost like God's parlor trick compared to that. If you're a Christian, this shouldn't be a problem for you. Now, if you're a non-Christian, you don't believe in the resurrection of Jesus, I could see where you would doubt virtually every other miracle, too. I could understand that. I don't think there's good reason for it, but I can understand the logic behind it.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter your votes at issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. He actually made the list this week. Let's see if he can win it. Here he is on speaking openly about death.
I'll walk into the hospital or walk into the hospice room, or I'll walk into someone's room, and the person there, the dear sheep of our Lord Jesus, is dying, and they know they're dying, and I know they're dying, and everyone there knows they're dying, but no one wants to face it. No one wants to say anything about it. So the family's all there talking about how they're going to get better and, you know, what they're going to eat for their birthday party next year and all this sort of stuff. And I can walk right up to the bed and I can say, Ralph, you're dying. And it's always a shock on the family's face. I mean, their jaws drop, and like, what? You're not supposed to say stuff like that. But, oh, the people there laying in bed just smile because they can now say, I know, it's right, this is true, I'm dying. So what are we going to do about that? Well, we can rejoice that Jesus has done everything for that. He's died already, and now he's just simply waiting to smile on you face to face. He's waiting to welcome you into his gates. His angels are poised to carry your soul to heaven. And now we can talk about the realities of dying as a Christian.
That's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter them at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. We had Dr. James Nestegan on just a couple days ago. And we were talking about how things got so bad in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Part of the explanation was a little bit of manipulation on the part of the ELCA bishop, Mark Hansen. How did he use prayer to manipulate his church's vote on homosexuality?
They're not only blasphemous, they are deliberate misuse of God's name, in which God's name is being used literally for nothing. That is, to support the ends of, you know, politicians bent on circumventing a biblical consensus. I mean, you can never forget that Mark Hansen, the bishop of the ELCA, putatively, comes from a pietistic family that, in the absence of theological training and documentation, relies on feelings and manipulation to bring the feeling about. This goes way back in the history of pietism, the use of particular methods, music, public prayers, and so on, to give the appearance. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Do you think it ought to be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four, then get ready to vote. Pastor Ben Ball on why our righteousness is in Jesus alone.
Your faith is going to be on shaky ground if you ever look at your fruit and say, well, I know Christ is loving me because, you know, I've been doing some good things. Okay, well, let's use that. How good have you been? And is your goodness going to match up to God's perfect demand of perfect obedience according to his law? You have to look to Jesus Christ as being your righteousness completely and totally. You are holy and righteous and pure. You are cleansed and a child of God, and all this by God's grace for Jesus' sake. And that's it. And that's in contrast to somehow God will smile on you and see you as being righteous in his sight and declare you as such if you're being good. You know, I'm a good person. I'm not like that other guy. Thank God I'm not like that other guy. Well, guess what? You're worse than that other guy for thinking that way. And so God says, guilty, and you're not righteous. Why? Not because of the good things you have or haven't done, because you're not looking to my son, your Lord Christ, for your righteousness.
All right, it's time to cast your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, September the 25th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Every Tuesday, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click on demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen. Issues Etc. online at issuesetc.org.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit theclcc.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry as a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact you got the vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, September the 25th. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. Here they are, Soundbite number one, Dr. Andrew Steinman, on why is Jonah's historicity important. Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on speaking openly about death. Soundbite number three, Dr. James Nestigan on how the ELCA's Bishop Mark Hansen used prayer to manipulate his church's vote on homosexuality. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Ben Ball on why our righteousness is in Jesus alone. Now, listener with the best reason for their vote will get an LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and the new Issues Etc. bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Phone callers get to vote first. And here's Chris in Indianapolis. Hi, Chris.
Got to vote for Wolfmiller, man. That's a tough topic, death. And I love the fact that he's basically encouraging people to speak boldly and speak the truth about it. It's not politically correct, but it's so important to speak the truth so we can speak the gospel to those that are perishing and need to hear the gospel and the comforting words that the gospel offers them on their deathbeds.
Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Mary in Southern Illinois says, definitely the one about the ELCA. This was a very interesting interview, and you picked out one of the most shocking statements I've ever heard a pastor make. But it was necessary, as was the comment that the ELCA is no longer a church, a meeting of believers to hear the word and receive the sacraments, as opposed to arguing with the word or voting on the word. Very, very sad, says Mary in Southern Illinois. Mary, thank you for listening. Daniel in Iowa City votes for soundbite number two. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? 1 Corinthians 15:55. Daniel, thanks for listening in Iowa City. This one comes from Brady in North Prairie, Wisconsin. I vote for soundbite number two with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Our culture has no idea what to do with death, and therefore the idea of the theology of the cross is more than foreign. Instead of dealing with death head first, we shy away from it. We act as if the person will not die, will be remembered by their works forever, and is not going to leave us. But when we are able to say the words, "You are dying," then reality sets in. The dying one is calmed and the people begin to mourn. Then the gospel brings true comfort, not only in the hope of survival, but in the hope of the resurrection. Without this realization, we are left with a major empty feeling of it being the end, but it's not the end, and there is the hope that the body will be raised again. Awesome. Thank you, Pastor Wolfmiller, for pointing this out, the hope of the resurrection by pointing us to death. Brady, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Steve says, my vote for Dr. Nestigan's comment about the ELCA bishop. Doesn't this also describe many leaders in American evangelicalism? One is morally liberal, while many are morally conservative, but both are theologically wrong. Well, I think you're absolutely right. When I heard Dr. Nestigan, part of the reason it made the slate for Soundbite of the Week is because it was an insight for me to hear him say that the real root cause here, whether it's classical liberalism or pop American evangelicalism, is what that old error of pietism, relocating the source of authority from Scripture outside yourself to your feelings inside yourself. Thanks for your vote, Steve. Jonathan in Creston, Iowa says, soundbite one. Ah, I love how this bite gets at the heart of the issue. The resurrection miracle gets at it. Jesus' saving work on the cross, verified by the resurrection. Believe in the resurrection. Believe in the big fish. Ask any pastor. Do you believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus from the dead? Do you believe that every word of the Bible is God's word? And do you believe that Jonah was actually swallowed by a big fish? If the answer is no, run, don't walk, to a different church with a faithful pastor. Good advice, Jonathan. Thank you very much. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. You can Twitter your votes to at issuesetc. T. Jones and Truman Twitter their votes, saying, casting my vote for Pastor Ben Ball. We always need to be killed by the perfection of the law, only to find life in God's gospel. This vote comes from Nathan in Minneapolis. Nestigan, writes Nathan, because though he's a nice guy, he didn't pull any punches in that remark. Essentially, Hansen is from Pietist stock, and this is all about pietism. Another vote from Mike. He says, Ben Ball on why our righteousness is in Jesus alone. It is absolutely true and left me without excuse. I want to hear from the rest of you. Still time to vote for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is the Lutheran Study Bible, a tremendous resource, not only because it's a good, reliable Bible, it's also good and reliable in its study notes and in its scholarship. You can find out more about the Lutheran Study Bible by going to our website, issuesetc.org. It's right there at the homepage. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and ask them about the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, the Lutheran Study Bible. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, the Lutheran Study Bible. Karen in Laramie, Wyoming says, Wolf Miller reminds me of my favorite death scene. I think this is from Bo Yeart's Hammer of God. Katrina, I am a sinner, a great sinner. Yes, that you are, Johannes, but Jesus is a still greater Savior. Hammer of God by Bo Yeart. Thank you very much. Karen, thanks for listening in Wyoming. Elaine in Canada says, I vote for Pastor Wolf Miller's description on death and the importance of facing it head on with faith in the Savior. I disagree with the new fad of celebration of life services. Yeah, the denial of death doesn't give any comfort, does it? Facing it head on, saying, even before the person has died, yes, it's okay to start mourning. And guess what? The gospel is already comforting us in the face of this death that is yet to come, because Christ in his death has swallowed up death in his resurrection, has sealed the fate of death once and for all. The winner this week for Soundbite of the Week, Soundbite number 2, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller on talking openly and honestly about death.
I'll walk into the hospital or walk into the hospice room, or I'll walk into someone's room, and the person there, the dear sheep of our Lord Jesus, is dying, and they know they're dying, and I know they're dying, and everyone there knows they're dying, but no one wants to face it. No one wants to say anything about it. So the family's all there talking about how they're going to get better and, you know, what they're going to eat for their birthday party next year and all this sort of stuff. And I can walk right up to the bed and I can say, Ralph, you're dying. And it's always a shock on the family's face. I mean, their jaws drop, and like, what? You're not supposed to say stuff like that. But, oh, the people there laying in bed just smile, because they can now say, I know, it's right, this is true, I'm dying. So what are we going to do about that? Well, we can rejoice that Jesus has done everything for that. He's died already, and now he's just simply waiting to smile on you face to face. He's waiting to welcome you into his gates. His angels are poised to carry your soul to heaven. And now we can talk about the realities of dying as a Christian.
Thanks to everybody who called and voted, who emailed and voted, who Twittered their votes for Soundbite of the Week this week. That's the winner, Soundbite number 2, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, on speaking openly and honestly about death. Who do I want to give the bundle package to this week? Oh, it's hard to make up my mind. You got a suggestion, Jeff? Out of all the emails there?
Nada.
You
nada,
don't? Nada. Hold on a second. Give me just 1 second.
He threw them all the way, folks.
Hey, I'm a neat guy. No. I don't let
we
the
lose
piles
more things around here because he throws them away.
You don't lose anything. I just lose my stuff. You know, I think I'm going to get it. I think it's going to go to, this time it's going to go to Brady. Brady in North Prairie, Wisconsin, who emailed us before. Email us back with your address and your shirt size, and we'll send out to you the LPR bundle package for playing Soundbite of the Week.
Brian Wolf Miller finally wins Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week outright. He won it once before, but it was a tie, and we felt sorry for him, so we gave him
– And to think he almost didn't make the cut this week.
You know what's – you know, but not only that, I told him during the break, I said, there's your Soundbite of the Week, the one about Ralph, you're dying. He goes, no, what about the one on bees? Had we chosen the one that Pastor Wolf Miller, you know, he might have once again
been...
Once a bridesmaid.
Yeah,
always a bridesmaid, never a bride. But or, no.
No,
but
this no. time he actually won it fair and square and honestly. Good for him. Are you going to send him the tally sheet? Stick it in the mail. Craig keeps a little post-it note with the tally sheet as we're going through the votes and to see who wins. And we'll just send it to Brian as a souvenir of his victory this week on Soundbite of the Week. When we come back from this break, hour two of Issues, Etc. is straight ahead. You need to stay tuned. Don't miss this hour. If you're listening via the podcast on demand, make sure you listen to this one. It's the next one in line. Dr. Arthur Just, the hymn is called Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness. This hymn has everything in three short stanzas. It has the incarnation, the ministry, the mercy, the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. It's nearly a perfect hymn. Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness. Dr. Arthur Just will be alongside in the next hour of Issues, Etc. for that hymn study. Stay tuned. I'm Todd Wilkin.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.